Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
From this story, we can draw a lot of lessons from what happened that deal with your life and my life today. This story, first of all, illustrates 10 signs of emotional burnout. 10 signs. They're all in Elijah's life. When your emotional tank is empty, you need to know these signs so you can respond. But more importantly, it teaches us how God refills your emotional tank when you're empty.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a study resource that will show you how God can help you get back up and dust yourself off, even after a major setback in life. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience Book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's PastorRick.com. or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called When a Setback Leaves You Emotionally Empty.
You know, all of us have to deal with many, many different kinds of setbacks in life: financial, health, relational, job setbacks, career setbacks, personal setbacks, spiritual setbacks, many, many other kinds. But today I want us to look at what do you do when a setback leaves you emotionally empty. You know, one of the common negative side effects of setbacks is that they can drain your emotional tank empty, so you've got no reserves for dealing with daily life. You know what I'm talking about. You just feel empty. You feel like you're running on fumes. You got nothing left to give. You drag yourself through the day. And this week, I'd like to go back and take a little closer look at the life of this guy named Elijah, because Elijah clearly illustrates for us how God helps us when we're drained emotionally. Now, if you know anything about this man named Elijah in the Bible, you might not expect him to have experienced emotional burnout, because God did so many amazing things, so many miracles in and through Elijah's life. And yet the Bible tells us in James 5:17, quote, Elijah was a man just like us. What does that mean? It means he was susceptible to the same troubles and the same temptations, same moods that we all face every single day. Now, from one particular setback in Elijah's life that we're going to look at today, God shows us both the warning signs of when you are emotionally empty. You need to know these signs. You need to know the gauges in your own life. And it also, more importantly, gives us the steps that God uses to refill your life with hope and joy and love when you have just hit bottom. Your tank is emotionally empty. Now, there's a fascinating story in 1 Kings chapter 19. But actually, it starts a chapter before in chapter 18. And here's the background. Israel was being led by a very wicked king named Ahab and his wife named Jezebel. You've probably heard of them. The nation had fallen into moral bankruptcy. The whole nation had turned away from God to worshiping stone idols. And they were even sacrificing their children. It was a very brutal, bloody religion to idols named Baal. There was only one true prophet of God left in the nation. His name was Elijah. And one day, Elijah just gets fed up with all of this idolatry, and he issues a challenge. He goes, how long are you guys, the nation, how long are you going to waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. And if the idol Baal is God, well, then follow him. And he boldly suggested, let's have a God contest. This is a great idea. And he's pretty bold in it. So the entire nation gathers on Mount Carmel in the land of Israel. And Elijah says, okay, here's the plan. We're going to have a God contest. We're going to sacrifice two bulls. And we'll let the 450 prophets of this false god named Baal, you guys go pray to your idol, and then I'll pray to the real God. And here's the key. Whoever answers with fire wins the God contest. And after that, we will worship and serve whoever God wins. And the people goes, great idea. Well, the prophets of Baal, they go first, and they build their wood, and they put the cows on the wood, and they pray all day, and they chant all day, and they dance all day, and nothing, of course, happens. And of course, Elijah's teasing them the whole day. In fact, he even makes fun of them. He says, is your God asleep? At one point, this is actually in the Bible. He says, maybe your God's going to the bathroom right now. He can't hear you. Maybe you need to shout a little louder. Maybe he's sitting on the toilet. And he makes fun of them. And of course, they fail. That evening, Elijah says, okay, it's my turn. So let's make this a real contest. Here's what I want you to do. I'm not just going to call on God to send down fire, but I want you to soak the wood on my side of my sacrifice with 12 barrels of water so that the wood is actually waterlogged. Okay, we're going to make it a little tougher for me. And then Elijah prays a very simple prayer. It's in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 to 38. It's here on the screen. And it says this, at the time for the evening sacrifice, Elijah went up to the altar and he prayed. It's a very simple prayer. Lord, I know you're the God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel. Now prove that you are the real God and that I am your servant, and show these people that you told me to do this. Lord, answer my prayer so these people will know that you're God and that they will change their minds. And it says, out of that simple prayer, he didn't have to pray all day. It's just a couple sentence prayer. Then the fire from the Lord came down and burned up, not just the sacrifice and all the wood, but it also burned up the stones and the ground around the altar, and it dried up all the water in the ditch. Now, the people are astounded. They began to worship God, and they rose up, and they go, all you other false prophets, you have been leading us astray for years. And they got so mad at all the false prophets, they killed them for all their years of deception and the sacrificing of their children that these false prophets had been requiring. And there was a great spiritual revival. But, of course, with every mountaintop, there's a valley.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life, by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, the people are astounded. They began to worship God, and they rose up, and they go, all you other false prophets, you have been leading us astray for years. And they got so mad at all the false prophets, they killed them for all their years of deception and the sacrificing of their children that these false prophets had been requiring. And there was a great spiritual revival. But, of course, with every mountaintop, there's a valley. And in the next scene, chapter 19 of 1 Kings, Queen Jezebel hears about it, and these were her personal false prophets, and she gets ticked. She's mad. Now, notice on your outline, at the top of your outline, 1 Kings 9, 19, verses 1 to 5, and then verse 10, it says this. So King Ahab told his wife Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he had ordered the death of all her false prophets of Baal. So the queen sent this threat to Elijah. May my gods strike me dead if I don't kill you by this time tomorrow. Wow, it's a death threat from the queen. Elijah, it says, was afraid, and he ran for his life. He left his servant in the town of Beersheba, and he walked for a full day into the desert. Finally, he came to a broom tree, and he collapsed under its shade. And then he prayed that he might die. He said, God, I've had enough. Take my life. Just let me die, for I'm no better than my ancestors. And exhausted, he fell asleep under the broom tree. Later, down in verse 10, it says, Elijah told God, God, I have always worked hard for you, Lord, but your people have abandoned your covenant, they've destroyed your places of worship, and they've murdered all your true prophets, and I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. This guy's on the edge. He's empty emotionally. He's on the edge of burnout. Now, from this story, we can draw a lot of lessons from what happened that deal with your life and my life today and how God turns setbacks into comebacks. This story, first of all, illustrates 10 signs of emotional burnout. 10 signs. They're all in Elijah's life. When your emotional tank is empty, you need to know these signs so you can respond. But more importantly, it teaches us how God refills your emotional tank when you're empty. Okay? So let's get right into it. First, how do I know when my emotional tank is empty? Well, look at what Elijah says and look at what Elijah does. There are 10 things. They're all underlined in that passage there on your outline. Let's just go through them very quickly. First, I know I'm emotionally empty. My tank is empty. When that happens, number one, fear creeps into my life. You start becoming more fearful. The Bible says Elijah was afraid. When fear comes into your life, it's because your emotional tank is empty. Number two, I find myself running away from things when I'm running out of energy emotionally. The Bible says Elijah ran for his life. Question, what are you running from right now? What are you running from? It's a sign that you may be emotionally low on gas. Number three, I start backing out of relationships. Notice the third thing it says, he left his servant in the town of Beersheba. This is a guy had been with him for a long, long time, and he's just walking away from him. Are you walking away from a relationship? That can be show that you're emotionally drained from all the stuff you're going through. Number four, you might write this down. I make foolish decisions impulsively. When I'm emotionally drained, I make foolish decisions impulsively. It says he walked for a full day into the desert. Okay, question. How smart's that? To walk for a full day in the desert. First, he's headed in the wrong direction. And second, he's got no plan. He's not taking water with him. He's walking in the wrong direction with no plan. That's a sign that you're on the edge of burnout, a sign that you're making foolish decisions impulsively. Number five, I push myself past my physical limits. Write that down. If you're doing that, you're headed for burnout. You push yourself past physical limits. I can get more done than I think it does. It says he collapsed under the shade of that broom tree, okay? He had just kept walking and walking into the desert until finally he just collapsed. Number six, when you're physically or spiritually or emotionally burned out, when you are on the edge of emotional emptiness, my work seems pointless. Notice the phrase there. He says, I've worked hard, But he says, I really haven't seen any results. I haven't seen anybody change. He says, nobody's making any change. The nation's still in a mess, and they're still serving false gods, and they're offering sacrifices to idols. And he blamed himself for things that weren't his fault. Now, the nation's falling apart, and he takes it personally. He goes, I'm a failure. You know, one of the great causes of burnout is trying to control everything, this Atlas syndrome. Friend, you can resign as general manager of the universe. It's not going to fall apart, because the whole world does not rest on your shoulders. There are a lot of things that are beyond your control, and you're not responsible for other people's response in life. You know, as a pastor, I have to deal with this all the time. It's my responsibility to teach God's truth, but I'm not responsible for what you do with it. If I was, I'd worry myself to death. Okay? He was just taking too much responsibility. Number seven, a seventh warning sign that your emotional tank is empty. I complain that I want to quit and give up. That's what Elijah did. Notice he says, God, I have had enough. He's like telling God, okay, I'm up to here. I'm at the end of my rope. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm ready to jump off the cliff. And when your emotional tank is low, you lose your vision, you forfeit your future, you forget your goals. You just want to give up. You want to stop caring. Elijah says, it's just not worth it. I'm ready to throw in the towel. Well, let me give you a couple more. Number eight, when your emotional tank is low, you feel isolated and attacked. I feel isolated. I feel lonely. I feel attacked. Notice the phrase Elijah says, I'm the only one left. Okay? He's having a pity party. I'm the only one left, and they're trying to kill me too. Now, the truth is, Elijah's exaggerating the problem. We always do that when we're emotionally low. We make the problem worse than it really is. Because the truth is, in 1 Kings 19, verse 18, look at this on the screen. God says this, actually, Elijah, there are 7,000 other faithful souls in Israel who have not bowed down their knees to the false god of Baal. So you're not the only guy. You're not the only one. Quit having a pity party. There's 7,000 other people who've been faithful to me, who haven't gone off the rails, who've been true to me. But Elijah is so drained emotionally, his view of reality is distorted. I mean, think about this. He's just had this enormous God contest where he wins against 450 false prophets in front of the entire nation. And now just one woman with an empty threat is a setback, and he's running off to hide in a cave. Think about this. If Jezebel had actually intended to kill him, wouldn't she have sent a hitman instead of a messenger to warn him? Why do you send a messenger to warn a guy and say, I'm going to kill you? Just send a guy and kill him. And why warn him so he can escape? So he's not thinking straight because he's emotionally drained. Number nine, a ninth sign that you are on the verge of burnout is I compare myself to others and I feel bad about me. Now, we've talked about this many times. The Bible says anytime you compare yourself to other people, it's foolish. The Bible tells us not to compare ourselves with others. And Elijah says, for I'm no better than my ancestors. We depreciate our worth when we feel burned out. We put ourselves down mentally. The self-talk replays over and over in your mind. I'm nobody. My life doesn't matter. My work doesn't matter. My life has no value. Note the phrase, I'm no better than. That's a comparative phrase. One of the main causes of being emotionally drained is you start comparing yourself to other people. You compare everything. And then you start motivating yourself with criticism. I must, I should, I have to. And you become hypercritical and you become your own worst critic. And finally, you feel guilty for not getting it all done and just say it's hopeless. And friends, what I'm talking about right now is called emotional reasoning. It's focusing on your feelings instead of the facts. I feel it, so it must be true. You know, every pro athlete, every pro performer, speaker, musician, minister, they often get discouraged after great performance. After every mountaintop, there is a valley. You're emotionally depleted, so you can't think straight. And what you have to do is you have to learn to ignore your emotions, learn to ignore your feelings. I don't ever make any decision the day after Easter or Christmas because my feelings are highly unreliable. You know, I remember one time when Kay and I were on honeymoon and I said, you know, I don't really feel married. She said, well, it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not, Buster, you're married. Maybe you say, I don't feel God is with me. Well, feelings lie. That's emotional reasoning. Let me give you number 10, a 10th sign that your tank, your emotional tank is empty, is what Elijah did, and that is, I think death might bring relief. Notice it says, Elijah prayed that he might die. And he says, take my life, Lord, just let me die. Now, let me just say to those of you who are listening right now, whether you're on the internet or on Daily Hope or in one of our campuses, maybe you felt that just dying would be the way to relief. And you think maybe taking my life would be the way to do that. Don't. Taking your life is a permanent solution to a temporary mood. Don't. There are people who care, we love you, and you need to get help. And don't. Never make a major decision when you're depressed. Now, of these 10 things, you look at that as a checklist, looking at that. Now do you realize why James tells us in James 5:17, Elijah was a person just like us? Because you can identify with a lot of those 10 things. Now, that's good enough in itself, but this passage has even more to share with us, and it teaches us how God refills our emotional tank. And I want you to notice now the next three things that God does in spite of all the things that Elijah did when he ran out of gas emotionally.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, we wanted to let you know that you can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Right now, I'd like to tell you about a great new study tool from Pastor Rick. It's called Re-energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guided experience book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this guided experience book called Re-energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you Re-energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Right now, here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.